For the first time, we have electronic proof that the mind, memory banks, and personality survive death of the physical body. Our proof consists of many hours of conversations with some among the so-called dead. Second, an elementary, and I stress the word elementary, an elementary start has been made toward the perfection of a communication system that should someday permit those living on Earth to talk with persons very much alive on higher levels of consciousness. The system will use electromagnetic and etheric energies, and it should carry telephone-like conversations, and perhaps someday provide video transmissions. We call our equipment Spiricom, short for Spirit Communication. It is fully described with photographs and wiring diagrams in the technical manual, which is in your press kit. To achieve the results reported today, we combined electronic technology with certain unusual psychic or, as we prefer to call them, etheric energies, such as those used by our research associate, William O'Neill, who is sitting here on my left. At the present time, Bill is the only member of our team who possesses such energies to the required degree to get the quality of conversation that you will be hearing this morning. Let me now play for you one of the excerpts from our conversations with the so-called dead, which is on the cassette, which was in your press kit. It's an hour and a half recording of the history and development of this, and I think it contains some 17 excerpts. In this one, our researcher, Bill, is talking to Dr. George Jeffries Mueller, an American physicist who died of a heart attack in 1967. But in 1980 and 81, Dr. Mueller worked with us from his present realm to help us develop the equipment that made this recording possible. You will hear a very loud and to you objectionable background sound. At this early stage of our work, that sound, caused by a necessary mixture of 13 audio frequencies, was unavoidable. Prior to this excerpt, Dr. Mueller and Bill have been discussing their joint video research, which we hope will someday accompany audio communication. In this excerpt, Dr. Mueller is giving specific technical instructions to William.